This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us, and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has created us, and to Him we shall return. And this is the message that we find in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. And we created human beings from a mixed clay, a mixed clay. So this clay is literally what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal then goes on to say, ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. Then we placed him as a droplet into a secure place. What is that secure place? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is talking about the womb of the mother. So this child remained in that womb. And what happened in the womb? ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. Then we created him as a clot of blood. And from that clot of blood, he became a lump of flesh. And from that lump of flesh, he became bones. And then, ثُمَّ كَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. Then we enclosed those bones with meat. So the person became a human being. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٌ. Then we made him into a different entity. That was the human being complete. He lived on earth. But Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, from the explanation of these verses, we find that he goes immediately into the next part of our lives, and this is what we do not consider, we do not think of. From being a droplet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses these stages, and then he moves on to the next stage. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَمَيْتُونَ. Then you will be dead after that. Allahu Akbar. From being a droplet in your mother's womb, the stage of the clot, and then the flesh, and then the bones, and then being enclosed in flesh, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal moves from that to what? To you being dead. What happened to your life in between? What happened to your family and your business and everything that happens in between? The fact that you breathe and you are eating and drinking and sleeping every day and going from here to there, and different things that happen in your life. What happened to all of that? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal does not even talk about it. It is as though it is non-existent. It is as though it never happened. Why? Because in the grand scheme of things, this short part of your life is so small that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in passing. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٌ. Then we created him into another entity. We made him into another entity. Why? Because immediately your life carries on. And this is what we find that the kuffar, the disbelievers, will say on the day of Qiyamah when they are asked, how long did you live? They literally will say, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. We lived for a day or less than a day. Allahu Akbar. What does this tell us about this life of ours? It is so short, that in the grand scheme of things, it really matters what we do in this world. You see, that short life that you are going to live will impact your forever tomorrow. You will live forever and ever and ever. And whatever you did in this life, from the droplet to your death, will matter then. Because that is what will last. This will end. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ. ينفد وما عند الله باق. What is with you will come to an end, and that which is with Allah remains forever. That which is with Allah remains forever. You see, as human beings, we get caught up in the now of everything. We get caught up in what is happening today. We don't have electricity, it's a problem, so we're sitting and worrying about that. We don't have, you know, our business is not doing well, so we worry about that. Our family members are dying around us, so we worry about that. We are getting sick, we worry about that. And we forget about the entire picture. What is happening is our life is passing by. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٌ فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. Indeed, you are only a certain number of days. So when a day goes, some part of you has gone, never to return. Never to return. You see, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal draws our attention to the fact that we are nothing in this world. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Does the human being not see that we created him from a droplet? Then there he is, a clear adversary. An adversary to who? To Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He claims that he doesn't believe. He claims that Allah doesn't exist. But do you not see where you came from? Do you not see that the very droplet you were emitted from, you emit today, and hence you will carry on, you will end, and your life, your real life will carry on. Your real life will begin after you die. Allahu Akbar. If we ponder upon this and we think about this, it will bring us to the realization that our actions matter more than we think. The minute we do something or we don't do it, it means that it will leave an imprint on the akhirah. It will leave an imprint on our life in the akhirah. We will one day have to answer for those actions. We will one day have to answer why we did not do certain things. So if we change our perspective in life, our entire lives will change as a result. And we will begin to realize what we are living for in this world. You know, I'd like to end off with one last thing, inshallah. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal created us and He brought us from nothing. And it becomes hard for a human being, once he reaches his strength, to imagine that this life will come to an end. But it surely will. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that that human being who is questioning and he is asking, how will Allah bring me back from the bones? مَن يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who is it that will bring back to life the bones, yet they are rotten, decomposed, gone, dust, nothing? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Say, it is He who brought them into life the first time. Were you there to witness that? Were you there to see that? But you know it happened. So in the same manner, Allah will bring you back once again on the day of Qiyamah. This Ramadan is a Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to witness. The time matters. The time that Allah gave us right now, right here, matters. None of us know when we shall return to Him. So let us seek forgiveness now. And let us ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. We want to come out of this Ramadan completely purified of our sins and looking forward to a greater future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the reality of this life. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Yeah.